Gray and Captain Holland, each $3.99, or four for $14.99. Black Hole Models, the Cygnus, the Long Lost Space Vessel, or Maximilian, the Enemy, or Vincent, that magnificent robot, each with working parts in large-scale reproductions, only $5.99 each. And plus, for those who prefer the large-scale forms, here are perfectly designed 12.5-inch movable, posable figures with washable, removable clothes, each $12.95. Send to Heroes World, Department 2, 66 Morris Street, Morristown, New Jersey, zip code 07960. And make sure to visit the newly opened Heroes World at on North 2nd Street in El Cajon, California, at the Naples Park Shopping Plaza in Naples, Florida, and 70 Morris Street in Morristown, New Jersey. Heroes World! Heroes World! All right. Yeah, the black hole. You know what? I cannot remember seeing this movie. I cannot remember. Oh, one more ad. And then we'll do this. Then we'll go back to our story. Okay, here we go. This is something that I played with as a child. I can remember playing with these, and I think they're still around, but you don't see them as much anymore. What am I talking about? Now there's Marvel Superheroes fun for everyone! Free with five proofs of purchase! Two fun-filled Superheroes Presto Magic Dry Transfer Games by Papermate! Make your own pictures with the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man. You get two adventure scenes and over 70 dry transfer pictures. Just rub the dry transfer pictures onto the scene to create exciting superheroes adventures. You get the games free. Mail in five proofs of purchase from Trix, Lucky Charms, Coco Puffs, Boo Berry, Frankenberry, or Count Chocula. Now there's Marvel Superheroes fun for everyone! Free with five proofs of purchase from Boo Berry, Trix, Count Chocula, Coco Puffs, Frankenberry, and Lucky Charms. You get two fun-filled Superheroes Presto Magic Dry Transfer Games by Papermate! All right. I remember letting my imagination fly with those, yes. All right, let's go back to our story. Let's go back. We now return to Marvel Team-Up number 93. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Surprised, my friend? With all your fine clothes, and you are still no match for me.
The villain reaches out his hands.
His hand is burning through my clothes. Please, take what you want. Take what you want, whatever you want, but don't hurt me.
Take what I want? No, you misjudge me, my good man. I want not a thing from you. Not your fine clothes, not your jewelry, nor your money.
Hey, my purse, you took it from me. My purse.
I not want a thing from you. I only want that you should not have it.
Jack Russell thinks to himself, he's mad, and he'll kill someone before he's through. Unless I stop him, Tanner DeMellon!
Jack Russell, here? And no full moon tonight. This is my chance to eliminate you before you can interfere with my plans.
The villain reaches out for Jack Russell. Jack Russell thinks to himself, shrewd move of me. He doesn't know I can become the werewolf at will now. But this gives me a great choice. Lose my secret or lose my life. Peter Parker steps in and grabs the villain.
Hold it, pal. You're not eliminating anyone tonight.
Unhand me, young man.
Oh, that actually hurt me. He must have some sort of strength booster under all those rags.
Will you be so eager to meddle when your flesh burns and your clothes lie in tatters all around you?
The villain is reaching out to Peter Parker, who's knocked down on the floor.
No! Don't!
Peter Parker thinks to himself,
if he burns through my shirt, everyone will see my Spider-Man costume underneath it. They'll know who I really am.
Then suddenly,
What? The lights, they've gone out. Someone turned off the lights. It's pitch black in here. It's pitch black in here.
You are listening to a reading of Marvel Team-Up number 93, May, the year 1980.
From the Black Hole Collection, it's Vincent.
Look, a black hole in space.
And Captain Dan Holland. It's the Black Hole action figures, each sold separately. You can pretend the evil Dr. Reinhardt and Maximilian want to force Captain Holland and Vincent into the black hole.
All clear, Captain.
Other black hole action figures sold separately. Maximilian, Captain Holland, Vincent, and all black hole action figures sold separately by Mego.
Man, I'm so rocking out to those last two songs. And those last two songs, fuck, they made me rock out. Oh, you can't swear on here. Okay. You know what else makes me rock out? Let's just get to the point. I'll tell you what rocks out. It's more comic book radio theater! Segue somehow. Now I've done it. Yes, and now I'm halfway through the story. Well, partially at the start, and kind of wondering. The lights have been turned out. Someone's turned off the lights. what's going to happen next? I wouldn't want to be touched by this bad guy, this villain. Nope. I think it would hurt. But the lights are out. Maybe you can get away now. If you knew where you were going to go. Anyway, you'll have to find out what's going to happen rest of this story. Got the comic book right here. And there's more to read. Wow, you're really very excited. Why don't you tell them what you're reading? Once again, Marvel Team-Ups, number 93, May of 1980. Yes, that's when you could find it wherever you go. May of 1980. If you said, pish posh, I don't want that. I want music. Music's in my blood. He said that instead. Go down to the record store. This is what's brand new. May of 1980. Judas Priest. One of their best albums ever. They're going to be playing live for you in Nashville, Tennessee. So yeehaw. Judas Priest. And also, sorry there, I had to clear my throat. Also, very early Iron Maiden, Paul Di'Anno on the vocals. Paul Di'Anno, say his name right. Paul Di'Anno on vocals, Iron Maiden. So, yep, good old Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. We'll hear from them. Okay, let's do more comic book radio theater. I continue my read of Marvel Team-Ups, number 93, originally published in May of 1980. Yeah, rock on. Okay, CKUW 95.9 FM. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Radio Theater, this is CKUW.
Unhand me, young man!
That actually hurt me. He must have some sort of strength booster under those raggedy clothes.
Will you be so eager to meddle with me again? When your flesh burns and your clothes lie in tatters all around you?
The villain, Tatter de Malin, reaches out his hand at Peter Parker, who is knocked onto the ground.
No!
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 No! No! Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Peter Parker thinks to himself,
uh-oh. If he burns through my shirt, everyone will see my Spider-Man costume underneath it. They'll know who I really am.
Suddenly.
What?
What?
What? What?
The lights! Where have they gone? Where have they gone? It's pitch black in here.
Jack Russell goes in for a punch, but he misses.
Ha ha! Ha ha! That was close! That was close, Russell! But this blackout hinders you as much as it does me! As the werewolf, you were able to see in the dark! You might turn the tables, but my powers give me the upper hand.
Peter Parker on the ground while getting into his Spider-Man costume thinks to himself.
He's right. My spider senses can tell me that Jack Russell is putting up a good fight, but he's hopelessly outclassed. I've got to take the advantage of this darkness and change it to Spider-Man.
And nearby, Jack Russell has the same idea.
Tatter de Malin's got a good point there. I don't stand a chance if I don't become the werewolf. Fortunately, that is something I can do.
Jack Russell's transformation is barely complete when the lights come up.
And one of the spectators studies the battle with rapt interest.
A mysterious woman in purple clothing is looking on at Spider-Man attack the villain.
Interesting. A New York City superhero, Spider-Man, I believe he's called. And he took action against Tatter de Malin in the pitch darkness. Either he can see in the dark, or he has special senses. If the latter is true, He may be the agent I seek for.
The mysterious woman in purple clothing leaves the nightclub. And as she does so, she thinks to herself some more.
I must study him further. If he is everything I suspect he is, Spider-Man will be a perfect weapon in my secret war. And body and soul, he shall belong to me.
Unnoticed, in the general evacuation of the nightclub, the mysterious woman slips out a side door. Meanwhile, back in the battle within the nightclub, Jack Russell, who is now the werewolf now, thinks to himself,
Uh-oh! Spider-Man couldn't get a grip on the tattered Demolin. Couldn't get a grip on the villain's oily clothes. He hasn't fought that creep before like I have. So it's time I put my experience to good use.
Spider-Man thinks to himself,
Oh no! Oh no! Russell's become the werewolf! In that state, he's like an animal gone berserk. And that makes him a dozen times more dangerous than this tattered Demolin guy.
Spider-Man rushes the werewolf.
Spider-Man! No!
You can talk now?
Yes, I've changed since the last time we met. My powers are under control. Get away from me!
They are also under par, Wolfman. The old werewolf would have instinctively dodged my cape.
Tattered Demolin throws a cape, his cape over the werewolf.
Every cloak has a silver lining.
Spider-Man rushes Tattered Demolin.
And silver is deadly to a werewolf, right?
Tattered Demolin shoves his scarecrow hat on top of Spider-Man's face.
Right, Spider-Man, my hat is off to you.
I got this thing off, this cape off of me. But what's wrong with Spider-Man?
Yuck! Yuck! Yuck. The stench! Oh, it's nauseating!
It's chloroform, you idiot! You to put you out of action! Having trouble, werewolf? You can't find the villain from the rags?
Werewolf's punches do nothing to the villain. The villain uses his scarf and hits the werewolf in the head.
A pity that your form is not ambiguous. You make an easy target for my scarf. The weighted end of it is solid enough to smash bricks, so I think it will be sufficient for handling you.
Tattered Demolin picks up the werewolf and runs out of the jazz nightclub.
Aha! Unconscious, the better to deal with at my leisure!
Spider-Man, beginning to shake off the effects of the chloroform, thinks to himself,
He's leaving, taking werewolf with him. I've got to follow, but this chloroform makes it so hard to stay awake.
Stay awake. Stay awake. Stay
awake. We'll return with Marvel Team-Up number 93 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on 95.9 FM CKUW.
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Okay, where's our ads? Where's our ads? Come on. Oh, here's a fun one. Oh, absolutely fun. Okay. It's for a certain kind of bubble gum, but it's giving you tips on what you could do with your bubble gum. What exactly am I talking about?
Gum fighting do's and don'ts from Hubba Bubba. The first thing to do, pick the right chew. Hubba Bubba, the soft and juicy bubble gum with amazing no-stick bubbles. Then proceed with this simple yet effective gum fight drill. One, begin blowing bubble. Note Hubba Bubba's incredibly large bubble. Two, when the Hubba Bubba bubble breaks, do not be alarmed. 3. Simply remove Hubba Bubba from your face. That's right, simply remove and replace in mouth. Return to step number 1. Repeat drill 10 times. Gum fighting do's and don'ts. The proper stance. Hubba Bubba bubble should be facing your opponent. Elbows, keep them akimbo, bent 93 degrees. Note, soft, juicy, and delicious Hubba Bubba close at hand. Knees slightly bent forward. Feet planted firmly on ground. Gum fighter's hat? That's optional. Your size is not important. The size of your bubble is. And that means choosing the right bubble gum. Hubba Bubba. Because when it comes to great big fat bubbles, nothing sizes up to a Hubba Bubba bubble. Except no substitutes. This boy did.
Dadgum my bubble gum!
And now instead of wearing a smile, he's wearing a paper bag over the bubble gum stuck to his face. Definitely not the soft and juicy Hubba Bubba bubblegum. Does Hubba Bubba really work?
Absolutely!
Hubba Bubba is gum fighter tested and approved. So, pick up a pack of Hubba Bubba in original or mint flavor. Enjoy that soft, juicy, delicious taste. Put those great big Hubba Bubba bubbles that won't stick to your face. Soft! Juicy, delicious, Hubba Bubba, big bubbles, no troubles.
Big bubbles, no troubles.
All right, blow your bubbles, blow your bubbles. Am I having a great reading? Well, of course I am. No, you're not. Sorry to burst your bubble there. oh, that was so cheesy. All right, here we go. This is for, something else to eat. A type of fruit pie. Yes, we've done these ads before. Here's another one for you. Oh, I never pre-read this, so this will be rough. Okay, anyhow.
Thor meets the Ricochet Monster!
Malevolent monster from outer galaxy, I've made thee strong, Ricochet! And now thou dost face the god of living lightning!
Oof! 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 Oof!
Thou art truly well named! Thou dost turn my own strength against me! What I hurl at thee, thou returnest! If we proceed in this fashion, we gain naught but a checkmate! Therefore, I will hurl at thee something thou wilt absorb and keep unto thyself, hostess fruit pies, apple and cherry. The evil masters made thee a creature of force, but knew nothing of the goodness of hostess fruit pies. In truth, thou wilt keep the light tender crust and the real fruit filling for thyself. Mine mallet sends thee back from whence thou came, and perhaps thy masters too shall fall under the spell of hostess fruit pie.
You get a big delight in every bite of hostess fruit pies.
Hostess fruit pies. Quick thinking there, Thor. Well, he had to come through. He had to come through. All right, and this is my last ad for tonight. Okay. Hey, this is for a type of toy that resembles a car. What kind of car is it? Listen to my words.
You've seen this famous car for almost three times the price. The radio control wireless Porsche. A racing marvel, authentic in every detail. Not $49.95, not $39.95, now only $9.88, $9.88. That's even $10 below our nationally advertised price. The radio control, Porsche wireless, unbelievable low price. Forward, reverse, left, and right turns, veers, all from remote distances. Completely wireless radio control. Large 7.5 inch long, 3 inch wide. Full color insignias and racing stripes. Sturdily crafted body. Hurry, order today while the supplies last. At this low, low price, they're sure to go fast. Our guarantee, you must be completely delighted with your radio-controlled racer in every way. You must agree it's the very same type radio control unit you've seen in the fine stores for $40, $50, even $60, or return for a full refund of purchase price. No questions asked. You've seen this famous car for almost three times the price. The radio control Porsche wireless. $9.88 sent to Hanover House, Department H, P.O. Box 4991, 341 Poplar Street, Hanover, Pennsylvania, zip code 17331. All right, get a Porsche. Get that Porsche. I want to get back to their story. That's what I want to get. All right. Gee, the werewolf's in a lot of trouble here. And just to be dramatic, and I don't like that. I don't like that. No. We now return to Marvel Team-Up number 93. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
A pity your form is not so ambiguous. You make an easy target for my scarf.
Werewolf hit in the head by this weighted scarf.
The weighted end of it is so solid, it's enough to break and smash bricks. So I think it will be sufficient for handling you. Aha! Unconscious, the better to deal with you at my leisure.
The Tatterdemalion picks up the werewolf and runs out of the jazz club with him. Spider-Man is recovering from the chloroform. He is thinking to himself. He's leaving, taking the werewolf with him. I've got to follow, but this chloroform, it makes it so hard to stay awake. Oh, damn it. I'm supposed to be a hero.
can't even get up. I can't even get up just because of I'm a little drowsy. A man's life may depend on me. So walk, Spider-Man, walk. Pick one foot up and then the other, and walk, walk, walk.
Uncertainly, Spider-Man stumbles to the door that leads outside the jazz club. And once outside the jazz club,
air, glorious air. Fresh air. My head's starting to clear out now. All right.
Hey, that villain,
Tedder DeMellon.
He's gone.
But wait. Where did he go so quickly? He wasn't exactly hurrying to get away. I guess he didn't think I could follow him. And I was only a few steps behind him. Whoa, wait a minute. That manhole cover, it's a little bit off. Sure. Tedder DeMellon, he escaped via the sewer system. That must be his style. Leaving the cover off the manhole isn't his style, though. This smells like a trap, but trap or not, here I come.
The mysterious woman, dressed all in purple, is watching from a distance. She thinks to herself,
good. He took the bait. It was I who opened that manhole cover for him to find. I will watch as he fights the Tedder DeMellon. And if he wins, he will remove for me a potential enemy. And I will know he is the man I want.
Silently, the mysterious woman follows Spider-Man into the sewer system to watch. She is unaware she is being watched in turn. But enough of that for now. As Spider-Man picks up the villain's trail, the werewolf wakes up a mile away.
Must have passed out. Where am I? Now I remember. Tedder DeMellon hit me with something, and then...
Oh, yes, werewolf. You are in my hands now. My friends are intent on having some sport with you.
Your friends? These guys are Skid Row bums.
The werewolf is hanging from the ceiling. Both arms are tied, and he's hanging from the ceiling.
Always the rich spit on the poor. Though you are the son of a wealthy baron, still you should have been different. Like us, you have been forced to live like an animal. Against your own will, like us. You once had no control over your life.
Yes, that's true. But I struggled against the odds and against myself, and I took control.
Yes, yes, yes. Under control. No longer, though. An object of pity and fear. For that, Jack Russell, werewolf, you shall perish. You shall perish. You held a symbolic value to us once. No longer now! No longer! No longer! Hey! That's the alarm! The alarm from the sewers! Someone is searching for us! And we can't let him go on disappointed! No! Close this door. Close this trap door behind me, my brothers. And guard the wolfman. But do not harm him, no. After all, I don't want to miss out on any of the fun!
You are listening to a reading of Marvel Team-Up number 93, May, the year 1980.
Some Bubba Bubba Bubblegum. People bought it faster than we could deliver it. But we've been riding hard, so now there's more.
He's dead! He's dead!
More soft and juicy Hubba Bubba. And more amazing no-stick bubbles that won't stick to your face.
Hubba Bubba!
Big bubbles, no trouble.